In local obituaries this morning, Mr. James Kessler, age 78, of Campbellsville and Florida, died Sunday in Florida. Survivors include his wife, Helen Kessler, two daughters, Donna Davis and husband Willie, and Tammy Cox and husband Greg of Campbellsville, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for James Kessler will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Avis Davis, age 92, of Tennessee, formerly of Greensburg, died Monday in Tennessee. Survivors include a granddaughter and grandson of Tennessee, one brother Roland Judd of the Pierce community. Funeral services for Avis Davis will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. Mrs. Brenda Sue Smith, age 44, of Bowen Road, Campbellsville, died Saturday at her residence after an illness. She is survived by her parents, Orville and Faye Howard Smith of Campbellsville, one brother of Illinois, one sister and brother-in-law, Bonnie and Rodney Cross of Campbellsville, her grandmother, Edith Smith of Buffalo, four nieces and nephews, all of Campbellsville, special friend Viola Tungett, nursing attendant Teresa Short. Funeral services for Brenda Sue Smith will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with entombment in the Brookside Mausoleum. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Jean Durham Denny, age 80, of Campbellsville, died Wednesday in Louisville. Survivors include one daughter and two sons of Tennessee, North Carolina, and Louisville, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, three sisters, and one brother, including Margaret Perkins and Wayne Durham of Campbellsville, Barbara Simmons of Greensburg. Funeral services for Jean Durham Denny will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Cave Hill Cemetery in Louisville. The family request visitation after 6 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Gladys Lee Meehan, age 94, of Lebanon, died Wednesday in Frankfort. She is survived by one son of Texas, five grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, five great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Gladys Lee Meehan will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Carlos Leo Humphrey, age 70, of Loretta, died Wednesday at Jewish Hospital in Louisville. He is survived by three daughters, including locally by Sabrina Humphrey of Summersville, Carla Edelin of St. Mary's, one sister of Shepherdsville, three brothers of Cox's Creek, Barren River, and Deetsville, five grandchildren. Funeral mass for Carlos Leo Humphrey will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta with burial in the St. Catherine Cemetery at New Haven. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Mr. Richard Matthew Pikey Derringer, age 65, of Loretta, died Wednesday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Laverne Wethington Derringer, one daughter of Bardstown, three sons, including locally by Ronnie Derringer of Loretta, two sisters of West Point and Springfield, three grandchildren. Funeral mass for Richard Matthew Pikey Derringer will be Monday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 2 o'clock Sunday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at the funeral home. Mrs. Margaret Turner, age 82, of Greensburg, formerly of Taylor County, died Tuesday at Hardin Memorial Hospital after an illness. She is survived by her children, including locally by George Richard Turner of Campbellsville, Robert Lloyd Turner of Columbia, Evelyn Turner of Campbellsville, 13 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 11 brothers and sisters of Ohio, Illinois, Louisville, and Oralee Johnson of Hodgenville. Funeral services for Margaret Turner will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with burial in the Pleasant Union Church Cemetery. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Monday at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.